listening to Justin.
Any thoughts on why you're having so much trouble running the ball?
This is a combination of things. Just, you know, comes down to the technique, making sure we get push up the line, making sure we're hitting the right, making the right reads, doing things like that.
It just looked like Weston went down with a fairly serious injury there. One thing you guys have had the opportunity to do is play as the same unit together for a few weeks. How does losing a guy like Weston potentially hurt your unit?
Definitely hurts. He's a great player. He can come out and play hard, you know, but the way we were last year, next guy's got to step up.
3-5 halfway through the season, I assume that's a lot worse than what you expected at this point.
Of course.
What do you see for the second half that you can turn around?
We've got to start faster. We've got to run the ball. We can't get down, you know, 30 points because then they know we're throwing. We know we're throwing, and it's not what you want to do.
Guys, obviously, you've lost a lot of players at this point. Do you still feel like you have enough weapons to get it done on offense?
Yeah, it's the NFL. You got to have guys step up. Guys got to make plays. And we got to keep moving forward. And, putting points on the board, we can't, keep making our defense go out there and keep going 3-and-out. First half, we got to be better.
Were you able to see Weston before he took off?
I have not seen him yet, but I heard it's not anything broken. But I'm not 100% sure on that.
With Seattle looming on the horizon, it's a tight game. You just got to put behind you.
We got to move on. Yeah, we got to move on. We got to get ready to go next week. It's another great team. So we got to be ready to go, and that starts on tomorrow.